This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Media superstar next on The Score.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Spiegel and Holmes.
It's LeVar Ball.
What's good? Triple B, big baller staff. You guys go do your thing. I love your staff.
Afternoons on The Score.
All the time on the right side, then Curry underneath the pass, intercepted by Dosunmu. On the run, change of pace, dribble drive, Kobe. Left corner, Vizelis, and a flyby by Draymond Green. To the rack, and he throws it down with a windmill right-handed slam. Mattis Vizelis, the Vizelis buggy here at the UC, and he rocked it.
For Mattis Vizelis, talking about six straight games in double figures, had obviously 24 in the win over Miami on a 10-for-10 night. This is the best stretch of his rookie season. It's pretty exciting stuff, considering he had been in double figures just twice in the month of December, just twice in the month of November, and now we're looking at seven games in a row. And obviously the playing time has gone up as well. He's been over 20 minutes going on eight straight games, getting used a lot. And will be a player this weekend in All-Star festivities, part of the dunk contest on Saturday night. Earlier today, Kendall Gill from CHSN was on with the Midday Show and had this to say about both Mattis Vizelis and about the draft lottery and the Bulls doing a soft tank for maybe the opportunity to draft Cooper Flagg from Duke.
I just think his upside is tremendous, and I know a lot of people talking about, well, let's lose and get the draft pick so we can get in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Guess what, guys? You already got Cooper Flagg.
Oh, easy. No. Come on, man.
Listen to me. I saw Mattis take Cooper Flagg apart when they played one-on-one.
Okay.
I saw it with my own eyes.
All right.
Wait.
Believe me when I tell you now.
Now, okay. I got to get you to expound on this a little bit. Okay. When you see Cooper Flagg's game and you see Mattis's game, tell me where Mattis, in your eyes, has an advantage.
He's bigger. He can handle the basketball better. In my opinion, he's more athletic. And they both have the same mentality. But I like Mattis's upside simply because I like his athleticism more, and I like his mentality more than Cooper Flagg. He can also shoot the basketball better than Cooper Flagg.
You know, it's interesting. I'm looking at the video of Mattis and Cooper Flagg going one-on-one. This is from August of 2023. And if that's what Kendall's talking about, yeah, Mattis looks really good. Cooper Flagg has a beautiful court sense, is like an overall vision guy, in addition to being a dunker and a developing shooter. I bet Mattis might be a better long-range shooter. But if you're following Cooper Flagg at all, this is a dude who's a beautiful passer. He's like one of those point forward guys who's big enough to be a power forward, but has handle and can do that. Like you're envisioning him as kind of your LeBron, or, you know, there's been a lot of other players like that. I remember Ben Simmons was thought to be like that, never developed a shot, and got scared near the rim. Cooper hasn't shown that. You know, it's like it's a very different kind of player and facilitator than Mattis is.
I love the Bulls hyperbole, though. I mean, it's been a long time since we've heard somebody's opinion. Who counts? I mean, that's obviously a very credible person in Kendall Gill, who played basketball at the highest level and now is broadcasting at a very high level and sees players. Man, I don't think that that's true. I definitely land in the seat of that you clearly do and that Marshall Harris does.
He's talking about one-on-one, man.
I know. So I'm with you guys. But the fact that, and I don't think that's ever going to be the case. Like, I don't think he's ever going to actually be better than him. But I'll settle for Bouzelis is going to be really good.
Yeah, and it's fine to just be excited about Bouzelis.
I would settle for the way he was treated on draft night, where people were looking him up and trying to figure out where this guy was. I'll settle for good with Bouzelis. You know what I mean? Like
I'll say this.
A good NBA player that's with the Bulls for the next 10 years. I'd love that for Bouzelis. I don't need him to be a superstar.
Best AK draft pick? I mean, Ayo Dosunmu is a good draft pick in the second round. It turned into what he's turned into. But Bouzelis has the look of a guy who could turn into a star at this point.
Yeah, I don't think the competition
it's not good.
Great in terms of that. So, yeah, he's got the potential to be. And I'm all for it. I don't think he's going to get to that level. But I'll take good.
Let me tell you something.
Okay? When I played against Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen.
Let me put a log on the fire for this.
Okay.
Give it to me. Come on.
You see this move right here? This is the one move they mastered. Go back to old film and watch Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, even Ron Harper mastered that move.
Love that.
More than anything, dude, how great is it when Dan Bernstein remembers he's Dan Bernstein? And just like goes full Dan Bernstein.
When he remembers,
I'm the best that's ever done this in the entire world.
Whoa!
He is. I love you guys.
Angelo Cataldi would say different.
Angelo Cataldi was on this show.
I love you guys. But when Dan Bernstein remembers he's Dan Bernstein.
Triggered.
The best.
I'm triggered right now.
You're better now than he is now. I firmly believe that.
That's funny.
I want the better now. I do.
That's funny.
That's funny. I did not mean that to be offensive. I just
No. It wasn't offensive at all.
Full Dan.
Yeah, no, it's good. Yeah, can you play the beginning of that? The Kendall and Dan interaction? Because he shuts him down. It's rather entertaining.
It was pretty much you're ridiculous.
Yeah.
I thought Marshall's question was really good, too. Like, he really kind of called him out on it.
Mm-hmm. I just think his upside is tremendous. And I know a lot of people talking about, well, let's lose and get the draft pick so we can get in the Cooper Flagg sweepstakes. Guess what, guys? You already got Cooper Flagg.
Oh, easy. No. Come on, man. Come on, man.
I like the easy.
Easy.
Normally, we only get that on organizations win championships.
Oh, is that where it is?
Yeah. Normally, we'd only get that
from
Dan.
He looked down at his crossword puzzle, and it just spelled out, you are Dan Bernstein still.
Let me tell you something about Cooper Flagg, all right?
Let me tell you something about Cooper Flagg.
Manny, don't put that in the book.
Cooper Flagg grew up in Maine, right? And his parents were huge basketball players. And his mother was a great, great player. His mother has huge size.
big hands.
Yeah. So his mother and his father, both real good basketball players. They loved the old 80s Celtics. They loved especially that 86 team with Bill Walton, who played that beautiful brand of basketball.
Bob Parrish.
Yes. And Kevin McHale, Larry Bird. Yes, house. And they were running and sharing and passing.
Fun.
Just beautiful. Cooper Flagg grew up watching the DVDs of the 86 Celtics team.
Wow.
In the backseat of the family minivan, he was the kid, basketball obsessed, playing, growing up, watching DVDs of the 86 Celtics.
Has he been told how much basketball has changed since 1986? Does he understand that in the NBA?
I think he has.
That Kevin McHale will not be given the time down low to go through this little dance.
But if anybody remembers that team and the way they played, they ran. It was beautiful fast break basketball where they shared the ball,
yes.
Always looking to run. Everybody passing like the way that Bird passed, they all loved it.
The old coaching point, everybody's got to touch the ball. Like, that's what your sixth grade basketball coach would tell you.
Yes.
But that team actually pulled it off.
Exactly, yeah. Right. So yeah. That's the kind of ball he wants to play.
Yeah.
And that's like, and I'll tell you what, if the Bulls somehow luck into it, I'm telling you right now, Lonzo Ball and Cooper Flagg will make beautiful music together.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Yeah, I could see that.
Because of Lonzo's court vision. And like that would be a truly beautiful thing if they happen to look into
it. And if Bezalis is as good as he's saying that he is, that Kendall Gill is saying he is, then you got two superstars and you're set. And the joke's on us.
I think Cooper Flagg is absolutely the dude. And I think people are going to see it. He'll develop as a shooter, but just the court sense is just remarkable. He is Mark Grody. I'm Matt Spiegel. It is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. John Morosi will join us next to talk Cubs intrigue and more. Keep it here.